This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how Obama is right to refuse to negotiate with himself. For 5 years, whenever I've been asked for advice from various national campaigns, whether immigration reform or health care or living wages or whatever, when it's come to how to move President Obama, I've always argued don't lobby, don't email, don't tweet, point all the heat you can generate directly at him. His record has always been that he will make some concessions. None of my advice is meant to be disrespectful nor to imply that pressure will guarantee the precise results sought. But nonetheless, any analysis of his record of response and reaction to hard heat is that he always gives up something, and often way more than he should have. Unfortunately, watching the Tea Party, the shutdown mess, and the rearguard attack on the Affordable Care Act, no matter how quixotic and improbable, it's fairly clear that the Republican Taliban also had about the same analysis and more will than progressives to make the hard fight. Now it's with real pleasure that I can say that finally I may be wrong, and if President Obama is holding the line by finally, wisely reckoning that since he's unable to negotiate without giving concessions to opponents, committed to bargaining in bad faith, the best strategy is to refuse to negotiate at all. Yes, it's a dangerous strategy. But damn, that's why he gets paid the big bucks for his work in the trenches, not for his speeches at the Nobel Prize ceremonies in Sweden. It could all blow up in Obama's face and the rest of our faces, and there are still signs of sniveling everywhere, for example, in reports of little toehold compromise discussions on special interest pieces of the Affordable Care Act to curry favor from medical device manufacturers, fans of Cadillac policies, including, unfortunately, some unions, and allow some delays on this, that, and the other. Hopefully, Obama will hold the line there as well, since the real changes that are needed are on closing the big loopholes, like the fact that rip-off high-deductible policies are being approved for big companies, and family members are being trapped outside of the marketplace exchanges by these same pretend policies. This administration has a couple of years left. There's no question we're in for a horror show for another year through the midterm elections. But the only chance Obama has, or any of us have who support progressive policies, is if the president holds the line for a change and manages to rewrite the narrative so that what is won is finally done and we can move forward, not keep failing to have a meeting of the minds. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.